how about a little Friday frivolity? And for that, we welcome in Travis.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
You guys sound great. I'm having a great time seeing your happy faces again.
Seeing our struggles.
Yeah.
Trying to get through the first hour right before we're about to go.
First minute.
Matt said, another segment, huh? I said, you can't say that at 9:55. We have such a long way to go.
Yeah, it's a long trek.
It's frivolity. We're having fun here.
We are having fun.
That's what
here.
I thought.
We're going to have two parts of fun today. We'll revisit fun at 11:30. But for all the P1s that didn't catch deep night, late night, and nighttime compound ticket this week, we have you covered right here. Now, we had an e-break winner this morning. The Jub got a dub, believe it or not. And I think that's where we need to start.
Because please do.
Because I haven't, I think I've heard this at some point, considering I think I've cut somewhere around 3.5 hours of audio in the last 2 days.
Wow.
But let's check out Jub's e-break win for today.
And Bob yelled at you. He's like, you don't know anything about hockey, Corby.
I don't even think
that there's even close to a record right now.
He's such a hockey bully, that Bob.
Yeah. There's some guy
he's
in
not even here.
Canada.
Where is he?
Bob's in his room asleep. Praying to himself.
Yeah, he's praying. He's giving himself.
He's lashing himself.
Dear me.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
No way! Oh no! I'm sorry, Bob.
He's left again.
Oh man!
Amen.
There's no follow up. It's just amen.
That's it. Amen. He's done. Amen. Now he's prepared. Got the covers up to his neck and he's completely asleep.
Hey, Red, I got a question
for
you.
That's how he goes to bed every night.
Every night. Takes 15 seconds and he's completely at peace.
He sleeps like a rock for 2 hours. Yep.
Gosh.
My goodness.
That is everyone contributing to that, man. I love Gordon's line. Covers up now to his neck and he's just out of it. Davey sleeps like a rock. Man, what a great moment that was. That was so funny.
Very fantastic. And since that was night one of late night deep night ticket, we'll split this up as night one here.
Okay.
And we'll do night two at 11:30.
Okay.
Let's go back to the phones, shall we? Because we had a big celebrity call in on night one. And it's tough to do a big ticket event really without this guy getting himself involved in some way. It is the world's greatest broadcaster, EA Azad, and he has hot sports opinions about his fellow coworkers.
Are you clear or
I'm cured?
No,
I'm cleared and cured.
He's queered.
So you're like, I thought he said clear.
Totally you're like
queer.
Magic Johnson.
With you. EA, who's
he made a foot pee and it cured his gout.
Magic Johnson.
Hey, EA,
did you ever really even have it?
EA, who's your favorite dude at the ticket? Who do you hang out with? Who do you like?
I mean, I have to of the hosts, I would say Corby and Bob.
Yeah!
Oh! Hard line.
How nice. Hard.
But not me.
EA likes you.
Who's your least favorite?
Yeah, sweet spot.
Oh.
If you say me, that's
easy.
It. I'll say Matt McClain.
Oh!
I knew he was going to do that.
That's terrible.
Things are getting tense.
That's okay.
All right, EA,
I'll
be careful out there.
I'll put my face under an 18-wheeler
tomorrow. Love you guys. Keep making me laugh.
We'll okay, see we love you. There you go. Okay, there goes EA.
EA hates you.
Oh, so well, least favorite could be at 95% if everyone else is at 96 to 100.
No, now we've started a rivalry because I'll never forget that.
Oh no.
Whoa.
He messed up? He should have said any other name.
Will he
walk out of his house and there's a package waiting for him and he opens it up and it's gout. And you gave it back to him.
Look, man, you're gonna mad. You're gonna be upset when EA's running this whole station.
That's right. He's gunning for Cat's job.
Yeah, he's gunning for all our jobs, man.
Yeah.
He'll take whatever he can get. This is gonna be the long version of something that we've heard quite a bit if you've been listening to the beginning of breaks and in promos. But this is something I respect, Donovan, because I hold many of the same opinions as you do on the shape of the lady that we enjoy.
Oh, no. Are we going back to this one?
Oh, yeah. We're going back to this.
Okay. No. That is a very incorrect order.
And boobs.
Butts, hips. Hips, face, hair, feet. Knees,
eyebrows,
and thighs, and then jugs. Yeah. I don't care about jugs. Hell, you can have jug size of mine. Who cares?
Yeah, you can have a big old ass. You can buy them.
That doesn't bother me
at
all.
Those are aftermarket.
Because I can just close my eyes and imagine.
How big your ass is.
No. The boobs. Oh, I can't close my eyes and imagine the butt. I have to,
you can't fumble
I have
those.
To actually feel that and see. Golly.
I actually have to feel that and see.
You gotta know what you're working with, man.
What needs to know, man? I put knees and feet.
I know it was.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's go eat a goddamn snack.
Caressing knees.
Oh man, that's
real weird. Real weird. Donovan, you. It feels like half the time you're just cooking up a joke, and then the other half of the time you're kind of trying to play peacemaker. So Bob in this clip is going to start bullying our friend, our e-break winner, Jubb, and you're just trying to deflect and get everybody to be friends.
Okay.
CJ Cup by the
Would you sacrifice that?
And Mino said, well, I can't talk. Well. If Grand Lynch.
If Grand Lynch got
a trick that we're supposed to throw him in the lake, and I said, no.
Take another shot.
Shut up, Bob.
No, take another shot.
Trying to talk hockey is what you want me to do.
Go throw it in the lake
don't
right now.
Throw me the ball.
Go
if you don't want to turn over. Right.
I do want you.
Shot.
You don't want the ball turned over. Don't give me the ball.
I want you to turn
no,
the ball
you
over.
Don't.
Oh.
Would you sacrifice that hat?
You're blaming him for you fumbling?
Jubb, would you sacrifice the hat that you're wearing right
yes,
now?
Yes,
no,
would.
Yeah, no,
you would.
I just want to know
you
if called. I love the salesmanship club too much.
George!
It's going to go in a homeless guy's head.
George.
You,
I don't care.
You are not.
Oh, my God.
George, then don't go to a playoff game if you can't.
You hate the Stars and you hate the homeless.
Okay, now I'm being hockey shamed by Bob.
Well, I'm saying Michael Granlund was trying to do everybody a favor tonight by scoring a hat trick. The least you can do is throw your hat out on the ice.
But what if you're sitting too
high? Not if it's a hat that I like.
Aren't we lucky that the first person didn't throw their draws on the ice when they scored a hat trick? And that's the tradition.
It's not a ball trick.
Aren't we happy about that?
It's not called an underwear trick.
Yeah, like because that was kind of a combination of both. You're both sitting back cooking up a joke, and hey, guys, let's all.
All I'm saying is it wasn't called a hat trick the first time it happened. So what if the first person got so excited they threw their draws on the ice?
Right.
And it was called like a, I don't know, an ass trick. And everybody just shows their ass. Every time they score three goals.
How difficult it is to get hockey pants off to pull your butt out?
It's the fans. It's not the hockey guys.
So the fans like moon the ice?
Yeah. What if the first person did that and that's the tradition?
Is that what we do when like, the other team gets a hat trick?
Okay.
That's why I'm saying that's what we're lucky that didn't happen.
Oh, and there it is.
All goes back to
the full moon, and there is the crowd acknowledging
all
it.
All of a sudden, the third goal goes in, and everyone just goes, "Arrah!"
A lot of people saying Sinkerhart has diarrhea.
Okay. Ass all over the place.
Well, speaking of ass all over the place, Donovan and Dave jumped all over this Michael Dixon fumble.
I love the first one off the rush.
Yeah.
Because it was very Miko-esque.
Yeah.
Like he gave kind of like a shoulder dip and then went top corner.
Yeah, at center ice, he kind of had to navigate a few dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I thought that was spectacular.
Oh, my God, though. The second one was so good because it went in the net.
It was also top corner.
Second one was great because it kind of looked almost like a no-look shot.
Yeah, and the defenseman did everything right.
Yeah,
it was,
because the defenseman and Hellebuck both thought he was passing the hints, and he ended up going short side.
And the second one was the game winner.
Well, let's go back to the arena, guys.
Hell yeah, bitch! Yeah!
I want our guys at the arena to pick their favorite Granlund goals.
I like the power play, the hat trick goal, because I love a good old fashioned clapper.
That's a good choice
me
right
too.
There.
I like it when they clap too, Michael.
By the way,
did you feel for the people?
Are we going to go watch them clap tonight?
Who just
in a very rhythmic
that's a beat snapper?
Who just bought the blue?
Is there a place out here where we can watch them clap?
A couple more of these.
How much do you think they charge those people for a moose hat?
Why am I so tiny?
I don't know, man. We'll get lots of you in night two. Don't worry.
Well, yeah, but night one, I felt horrible. I didn't drink at all the first day we were there. I could barely, it got to a point where my voice was going out. My sinuses would drive me insane, so I didn't really offer much.
Every single clip you've played is me talking about bottoms.
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
What is happening with me?
And just now, like the first thing your go-to was, oh, what if it was an ass trick? And you just start acting like you're mooning it.
Yeah, yeah, just
your whole life revolves around butt.
Guilty as charged.
I'm with you. I'm with you, dude. I'm very with you. Let's get in a couple more here. Maybe just one. We'll see. Let's go to Donovan. Oh, okay. This is a good one. You were getting pretty upset that I guess you said it was a full moon and the science nerds came out and told you it wasn't quite a full moon. You got pretty upset about that. Again, right back to the moon.
Okay. You just said that top
what?
Right.
Yeah. The tides are high. Yeah. Because
top right.
That is 100% a full
moon. Pull it down a little bit.
No, it's not even close to a full moon. Idiot.
You want to see a full moon right now?
Yes.
Nerd. I will pull down my pants and show you
moon,
my
nerd.
Ass. What is wrong with me?
Pull down your pants, nerd. Yes.
That's full, right?
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Let me see. Oh, why? Because right.
No one...
Donovan.
Okay, Google.
Top
is this
right,
a full moon?
Top right sliver.
All right, champ.
That's a cloud or something.
Come on now.
Come on, nerd.
Cloud
come on
what
now.
What are you doing,
nerd.
TJ?
Watch this moon, nerd.
Full as it can get. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, you got to look, Davey. Is it, in fact, a full moon?
No, it's not.
What?
I say yes.
No, it can't be.
It's not quite.
You guys are idiots.
We would know. I know full moons. Like,
when's the next full moon?
Because bears show up.
Why? Somebody would give birth?
You're part team.
You do have to worry about
bears. Okay, all right. Technically, Corby is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, what is it?
It's called a waning gibbous phase with 99% illuminated.
99%.
That's full to me. If your phone
is on 1%,
if your phone is on 99%, you're not plugging the bitch in.
I am.
Exactly. Yeah, you're about to win the lottery.
I'm not plugging
that
bitch
you're about
in.
To win
yes.
Cooper Flag.
Yeah, that's my 1% getting Cooper Flag.
Okay. All right.
1.8.
Waning moon.
Touche.
Waning gibbous sorry. In Sagittarius.
What are you saying over there?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
There you go.
Everybody's doing great.
Dude, my voice. Good Lord. So anyway, it's a
Dave. Bottom out, Matt.
Dave was on one from the.
Oh my God!
As soon as the Stars game was over and they threw it to us, Davey's volume was on 12 the whole entire time.
Say we close things down with one more of good old Davey, and he had some unfortunate impressions that he was working.
Oh, whoa! Which one are you doing,
Kobe? You don't want to do it?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how about Starship versus Morse?
Oh, love it. Let's do that one.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Okay, what's going
guess
on?
What I'm saying is that I think that.
Hey, Morse.
Oh, Morsey's back.
Okay, that's a good question. How did you guys ever like Morrissey?
Man, I'm sorry. That's what he is. I'm wondering the same
thing. Well, now people are thinking that that's what Morrissey sounds like.
That's
they're
about
like, who's
right,
this
yeah.
guy? No, it's not.
That's about right.
I want
that's
what to I'm be thinking. On a round table with you.
Oh. Morrissey is an amazing lyricist.
Three.
You, hey, 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 hey!
Oh no, Davey's
what?
Upset.
Why are you yelling so much,
Mr. Red Dirt? Who
looks like we got a full moon tonight?
Who loves guys who tell stories with their songs?
I can't understand a word he's saying. I'm like Avery.
Just read the lyrics.
Me.
Okay. I thought Morrissey was a
you
girl.
You cannot understand me when I sing, George.
All for you emo guys just wanted to punch your pillow overnight. That's
what does that mean,
for?
Punch our pillow?
He's right. They were all sad.
Was Morrissey the original emo?
Yes.
Man, I don't think I know him.
Morrissey? Do you know the Smiths?
I mean, I know. I've heard the Smiths.
He hadn't missed much, Matt. Trust me.
Gosh. Are they better than Starship?
No.
Oh, my God, Matt. Yes. Very similar. Matt.
They're about 1,000 times better than Starship.
Matt.
That was awesome.
So are many people upset.
How many I know.
All the music
around.
Bullies jumped on him so quickly.
What? I like how I'll just speak out loud. Like, they're having a totally different conversation. I remember sitting there. I looked up. I was like, oh, it looks like a full moon tonight. And nobody acknowledges it, and I'm not even in the conversation. And then, like,
we got 5 seconds around to it.
Like, 2 seconds later, I go, man, what if one of us was a werewolf? Yeah. And nobody hears that.
You're just doing
that's
your
what
own
we're
show.
Used to it. No one's surprised by it anymore.
Which was like speaking my thoughts out loud. It's so bizarre.
You have no inside voice.
All right, night 2, 11:30.
Oh my gosh. God. That was just night 1, huh?
Yeah, because night 2 is Monster Mash night.
Oh, Friday Frivolity. Thank you, Travis. That's awesome.